Good morning, this is Liv, Annabelle and Jasper with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local and breaking news, Queensland's 28th governor has just been announced in a press conference hosted by the Premier this morning. Justice Thomas Bradley, who was officially announced after approval from King Charles, has been a sitting Supreme Court judge since 2018 and joins Premier David Crisafulli in his North Queensland origins. Crisafulli said of the justice, quote, "Justice Bradley has had a distinguished legal career in service of our state and will bring experience and honour to his appointment as Queensland's governor. Justice Bradley will succeed Dr. Jeanette Young upon his appointment on November 1st.
New varieties of white strawberries are now being grown commercially in Australia. Ranging in colour from cream to blush, the fruits originate from a natural genetic mutation. They have lower acidity than red strawberries, a more fragrant aroma, and a taste that some describe as sweet like candy. Plants are being bred in Australia as well as imported from Japan and the US. However, they are in short supply on supermarket shelves. TSL Family Farms at Bellamere near Brisbane said they cannot keep up with the demand for the fruit from their 70,000 plants. Growers in Queensland and Perth are working their hardest to breed more plants and increase supply.
In national news, Victorian educators are preparing for a third strike and walk off next month after a pause in negotiations and reports that new Premier Ben Carroll had not organised to meet union officials yet. The union is made up of teachers, principals and education support staff and have been trying for a year to pen a satisfactory paying conditions deal lest further statewide disruptions ensue. Despite publicly declaring his resolve to end the pay dispute, Victorian union boss Justin Mullally said the Premier had not come to the table for negotiations. Mullally said, quote, "We demand that the government come back and negotiate."
Canberra's controversial concrete bus stops have been added to the ACT Heritage Register after nomination. The 480 distinctive cream and orange structures were designed by architect Clem Cummings in the 1974 and installed in 1975. Upon installation, letters were sent to the Canberra Times calling them concrete monstrosities and orange-spotted fungi. But over time, they have been recognised for their brutalist architecture, functionality and community significance. The addition to the Heritage Register will not impact their use, management or maintenance, but recognises their iconic status and the architect's legacy.
In international news, South Korean residents are being advised to immediately stop all outdoor activities as the country records its hottest day on record. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration, the southeastern city of Yangsan hit 42.5 degrees Celsius yesterday afternoon. Yangsan has been the epicenter of an ongoing heatwave, with temperatures exceeding 40 degrees for a fifth consecutive day. More than 20 localities were under emergency heatwave alerts yesterday, with people flocking to air-conditioned shopping centres and cafes to escape the heat. South Korea's Professional Baseball League was also forced to cancel a game in Changwon, where temperatures hit 39.5 degrees.
For your weather today, do you feel that? Greater Brisbane. Very light winds of 4 kilometres per hour, perfect clarity, humidity at 65%, that will only make the day feel slightly warmer. A temperature of 17 degrees, but a day that feels like 20 calls for a picnic. Maybe grab some friends and find your closest meadow, lay in the grass and make daisy chains perhaps. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.